over the years. Mike's daughters, Chloe and Charlotte, had never been grounded before and were spending much of their time keeping in touch with the other fell runners on social media. Charlotte was trying to find out if anyone had taken photographs, but it seemed that everyone had been wearing racing strip without pockets and had left their mobile phones behind. There was a great deal of sympathy for those who had been injured, but no one had yet admitted seeing exactly how the injuries had occurred. Charlotte sat up on her bed. "I don't see why we should be punished for something we can't even remember. There could be any number of reasons for what happened. Maybe there was gas escaping from the old lead mines or something, and we all blacked out." "I remember some of the race, don't you?" said Chloe. "Slogging up the fields onto the moor, being overtaken by just about everyone else. You were ahead of me. Then the cloud came down, and it was difficult to see more than a few meters ahead. The shouts came from somewhere near the top. Then I lost track, and I can't remember anything else until the rescue party found us, wandering about in the heather. None of it makes much sense." They had reprised the story several times.
"I know," said Charlotte. "It's the same for everyone, more or less.
We've come out of it reasonably well.